My name is Pat Miller. I'm the Director of State Affairs for the American Seed Trade Association.
Pat, you launched and talked a lot about your new seed advocate program here at the 130th annual meeting. Talk to me a little bit about the purpose of the seed advocate program and some of the details behind it.
Well, the main focus of our governmental affairs program is we use grassroots leadership. And in order to build that grassroots leadership, we've created the seed advocate program. And that program is designed for folks that are interested in governmental affairs and the government activity as it relates to their business. And then we will in turn provide them with information and the tools they need so that they can continue that interaction with their government employees for positive policy for the seed industry, both at the state and the national level.
When we look at advocating for the seed industry, what are some of the things that are going to be hot topics and contentious debates that folks need to be able to lobby and fight for within the industry?
Well, there are a lot of activities going on within the seed industry. As you know, the seed industry is expanding at an exponential rate. Activities, it's an exciting time to be involved in the seed industry. But with that growth goes recognition and a lot of activities. And so one of the main issues that we're dealing with right now is labeling of seed or even food for genetic engineered properties. And then other items that, you know, we kind of keep an eye on their taxes and just other regulations that might affect the industry in general. So what we do is provide that information to our members so that they can be aware of the issues as well as they can communicate back in the district to their policymakers.
Is that a good time, or is it really kind of a I would say maybe perfect timing as the House prepares to bring up the Farm Bill to have talk about legislative issues and talk about how that affects the Farm Bill or affects the folks that utilize the seed as well?
Absolutely. You know, in fact, we use grassroots initiatives with our efforts in the Farm Bill. We've got a little problem with EPA. It's called the Notice of Arrival. And so we're trying to work out a solution for that that's mutual to everybody. And so we asked for an amendment in the Farm Bill. What you got to know is I'm paid by the American Seed Trade Association, and my job is to monitor and affect state government. However, I can't do it because I don't vote for these people. I vote for my personal congressman, but I don't have the zip code, as we like to say. However, if there's an individual on a committee that maybe we think might need some more information about the issue and we'd like for them to be aware of it, we as individuals working for the National Association may have a little bit more of a difficult time to get in and talk to those folks. They're pretty open, but sometimes it's not able to do it. However, if there's a constituent back in the district that voted for that particular individual, we can give them the information through our seed advocate program, and they can communicate to that particular person the issue and educate them and let them make a value decision.
Who's a seed advocate? Who is the right person for this job?
It can be anybody that's interested in the seed industry at all. And it's interesting the different levels of folks that we have involved in seed advocates. We have presidents and CEOs of corporations, large and small, all the way down to you've got a location manager that might have a little bit of interest in his local governmental affairs and happens to be interested in that. So we facilitate it for him.
If folks want to find out more information about the Seed Advocate Program through the American Seed Trade Association, how can they do so?
www.amseed.org, amseed.org, and there's a little button on there that said Seed Advocate, sign up today.